I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Mary, you're another year older.
I am.
Another trip around the sun.
None the wiser.
Wow, it's very anti-hero of you.
Yeah.
We were just talking like offline about the Taylor Swift.
Impossible. Impossible. Impossible.
Great jam.
Impossible to get it.
Yeah. I didn't even get a pre-sale. So I'm like, eh, whatever.
And then she added 17 shows. There's 5 in LA.
Yeah. Are you coming? If you get in, if you want to go.
If I could get in, sure, I'll come. I mean, she broke the internet, literally. Taylor Swift broke the internet. Kim Kardashian never did.
Kim must be freaking out.
And then
continues.
No pre-sale. No, my sister texted me and she's like, okay, no, we have the card. Capital One card. So like, well, it's okay. We'll get it. And then text yesterday. Well, crash the internet. Okay. We're going to try again tomorrow. I'm like, okay, great. She's like, so what's the budget? She's like 500. That'll be 600 with taxes. I was like, whoa.
That's reasonable.
And I was like, I mean, I guess.
My Harry Styles tickets were very expensive. I mean, this just what it costs.
How much?
for her. We got a deal, but it cost, I think I want to say it cost almost like $250.
That's this is $600.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I think, like, if you're going to buy these, like Taylor Swift, it's just
my problem. I mean, is Terry a year before that, and it was $110.
Right. My problem with this is that I hate the stadium that it's at here. I loathe Levi's Stadium.
Mm. So you should come. It sounds like you should come down here then.
I love SoFi. So if you can get me into one of the five shows,
I have no connections to anything. Cool. Absolutely not. But I will try. I'll talk to Taylor's manager.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll find them.
That'll be no problem.
Yeah. But how was your birthday? Did you have a great time?
I just had so much fun. I mean, I did something Wednesday, did something Friday, did something Saturday, did something Sunday.
Remember last week too, guys? She was like,
I was cranky last week.
I'm not into it. Yeah, you were a little cranky.
I was cranky. I'm sorry. I get tired. Not tonight. I'm on it, baby.
Uh-oh. She's feeling herself. You guys want to know why? Because I offered to take notes on one of the shows today. And I think
that saved us a lot of time.
Saved us a lot of time, except that Mary hates when, just an inside scoop, Mary hates when I take notes because she takes about a page of notes for a show. I take like six.
Honestly, it matters what show, probably a page. If it was like a hot episode, I'd say maybe two. Courtney, this was not a great episode. It's like 3.5 pages. I'm like,
no, what? It's not. It's literally a page and a half, I think.
No. You don't have to write down every detail, just bullet points. These are paragraphs. We're just going to read the notes out loud. I can't wait to read them out loud for later.
You're welcome. Sorry, I like to be I'm detail-oriented. You're a big picture. I'm a detail.
I loved it. I folded my laundry when I got home because I still had 20 minutes. I literally was like, oh, I could do 10 minutes of arms because I finished the laundry too. And I was like, oh, Courtney would see that I worked out though.
I get it on my Apple Watch. Like, what is she doing working out? We have things to do today.
Literally thought about that. And I was like, I can find something else to do.
I've done that
before. I tried on some
I've
clothes.
Done it with you before too, but I'll hide the notification.
Now the truth.
I don't comes want you to know. Sometimes out. You know, you gotta hide the notifications. The worst is when like somebody from your like that you're like
when you
work
like,
with
take the day off.
No, someone's like you work with, like it's like, oh, you have an Apple Watch, like let's be friends. I'm like, absolutely not. Yeah, I can't let you know that sometimes I want to go on a run in the middle of the day. You don't need to know my life.
Right. That's kind of weird how you can also see it on the Peloton as well. Like, yeah. Didn't someone DM us and say that Kyle did a meditation before?
Yeah. Someone was like,
BravoCon?
Yeah. Someone's like, I just saw Kyle did it. And I was like, oh, wow. What do I say? Why the FBI and the CIA just need to find Bravo fans? Because the things that people find out.
It's what, crazy.
Speaking of things that people found out. So people, I love the internet. I love you guys. I love everybody. Like Ashley from Potomac posted a TikTok over the weekend.
Yes.
And the sleuths were like, Luke's apartment. Ashley's at Luke's apartment. I see a Minnesota license plate behind. They found an old picture from like Luke from like 2020. And we're like, do you see the background? Same. I'm like, wow.
It was also his vibe. You know,
totally. It was a woodsy, outdoorsy.
And she did that so purposely.
Oh, one
loved it. And then she even got home from the weekend and was like, hey, guys, like, I'm home now. It's such a fun weekend. Like, I love
people hooking up. We love hot people.
I am a little bit sad that, you know, we did interview him. You guys should definitely check out that interview. And I am because he was going to visit Ashley that weekend. He should have told us that.
Mary's like still bitter about this. Like, I mean, I think he thought he was hinting towards it. That's the funny part. I think he was like, you'll figure it out real soon. And like, for some reason, it just did not connect in my mind that he was going to DC. And then like the next day. Yeah. And then the next day I was like, Vic, he's visiting. Well, you know, if we were on our A game that day.
Well, and next week we have another special guest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we won't be recapping shows next week, but we do have a special guest next week, and you'll just have to wait and see. But it'll be fun. So speaking of, what are your like Thanksgiving plans? You have any?
Oh, I stay here. I actually want to get a lot done.
Well, Mary also said, and I don't know again if this was part of your bad mood of last week. Mary, every year, literally, we know this now, like Michael spends like
eight hours decorating a Christmas tree, making sure every single part of that is lit up. And Mary said today or last week, I don't think I want to decorate this year.
Well, now,
and our group chat went nuts. Like, what? Like, people are like, Mary, are you okay? Should we send the search? Like, what?
Well, I'm still undecided about this. As I'm living in a construction zone, I have no bathroom or kitchen upstairs.
Your downstairs looks like it's perfect. Right behind you looks like a perfect spot for a Christmas tree.
There's no TV down here, though. Okay. I'm living in chaos right now. So it's just hard, and I don't know if I want to take
the time. It doesn't feel right. Well, it's not even you. It's Michael.
Well, I'll let you know what happens with that. And then next week, well, because the construction people are going to be here, so I can't be here with a week off. So I'm like, probably I'm going to go to the Claremont Hotel on Tuesday and get a massage, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, God, gross. How gross. You have a bougie life.
Or like one day I'm like, I should really go to the gyno. Haven't done that in 3 years. Probably
two,
should do
two
that.
Quite different things, massages and gynos. Do you think maybe the doctors will be off to also celebrate the week?
No, right? No. What do you mean?
I think it's very hard to just like call and walk into the office the next
day. Not at Kaiser. Kaiser, you can get an appointment the next day.
Oh, great.
That's why I like it.
Great.
Because I don't go to the doctor.
We learn a lot here.
I never go to the doctor. I haven't been to the doctor. No, don't. No, not into it.
You need to. Not into it. Okay, but you do.
I believe it's necessary.
I get it. No, I get it. So, okay. So you go to your parents usually are the ones who.
Oh, no, we go to my aunt's in Redwood.
Go to your aunt's.
So, yeah, we'll be there. It'll be super fun. And you?
There is a battle right now. Thank God none of them listen to this podcast, but there's a battle of who nobody wants to host it. And everyone keeps being like, okay, we'll just come to your house. They're like, oh my God, cute, but we'll go to your house. And I was joking. I was like, you guys are all more than welcome to come up here, but nobody's going to come to LA. So I get out of it.
Sure.
But it'll be interesting to see
where it lands. Thanksgiving is actually my favorite holiday, probably.
I know. You love your day after sandwich on your Dutch crunch roll.
Totally.
Like you're it's ready.
It's just a relaxing time. Like nobody feels pressure. That's so funny
because I find chaos for Thanksgiving. I've already called my mom and told her, I know these are at least four fights that are happening that day.
Oh,
I see. Like I don't know if anybody else, I always feel stressed out about it because it's like this huge thing. I'm like, you guys don't even like this food.
Oh, we love it. We love it.
I know, but I'm a mac and cheese. I like the sides.
Yeah.
Totally. You know,
and then all the gravy.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I feel like we go over this every year, but it's just, I'm breaking out into stress hives already. It's a week away. Does anybody else feel like
tell me what to bring?
Yeah.
How can I help? Love to help. I can do a side. I can do an app. I can bring the wine, the entertainment.
Everybody knows you're already bringing the entertainment. Everybody already knows that.
We always have a dance party too. One time,
what's on the playlist?
One time at Thanksgiving, because I was such an amazing dancer at dessert, I got invited to a wedding.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They were like, we need this energy.
They were like,
you were on the B-squad.
You're coming to the wedding. I'm like, okay.
Who knew these moves would get me in?
Yeah. Made it.
I love it.
Wow. Horrible moves. But good energy, value add.
What'll happen this year? No, maybe you'll be inviting people to your wedding.
Well, I don't have a ring, so.
Maybe that's why Michael wants to decorate. Okay, so moving on. Speaking of exciting things for Christmas. Okay, Lindsay Lohan's Christmas movie came out this past weekend. Did you watch it?
So it's like Overboard, but in the mountains, right?
100%.
Yeah, and I have not. I asked Michael if he wanted to watch. He said, no, thank you. So. I'll do that maybe next week when I have all the time off.
Oh my gosh, it's great. I mean, look, do I think it was Oscar worthy?
Yeah, I do.
Do I think it'll get nominated? Absolutely not. But is our girl back? She's back, baby.
I thought she was really cute. Ross Matthews interviewed Lilo this week. Mm-hmm. And I want to say it was for maybe he was filling in for the Drew Barrymore show.
Okay.
And they had like a really, I feel like she's more herself. Like, mm-hmm. she just seems very stable and
yeah, right? It's ready for a Lohanissance, you know?
And I mean, I didn't even ever think about this. Like, she's going to have a baby soon.
He was asking her about the babies.
No, maybe.
Oh, well, she's married.
She was avoiding the question.
Oh, well,
yeah.
It was cute. Because maybe people don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
I for one, though, let me tell you guys. First off, I was like, this is definitely filmed in Park City. Googled it. Yep, I was right. And then I was like, and then there's a rooftop jacuzzi. And I'm like, ugh. Okay, like Jen Shaw and Meredith Marks were not in a jacuzzi. Like, this is the same place. It all comes full circle.
It really does.
It really comes full circle. So
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, you guys. I do have to rewatch the end because I drugged myself with alcohol. And the end is a little unclear to me because that's when the blurs started. A little fuzzy. Now, I know the gist of it. You know, but I'm like, got to go back in and just really finish it. So when people talk about it more, I'm like, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Makes sense. Like,
you know, who doesn't do that in their own house every once in a while?
No, I mean, come on, it's COVID.
Yeah. Can we still use that excuse?
We'll never be the same from
speaking
it.
Of Salt Lake, too. Did you see the Jen Shaw fight on the streets that happened?
Yeah, but I kind of blame that guy. I think he was instigating it. Manny.
Who's Manny? Who's Manny?
I don't know. Didn't you feel like he was instigating it?
I just felt like I'm going to miss this.
I mean, she pops off.
Mm-hmm. I felt like play a Sarah McLachlan song over this. Like, I'm going to miss. I will remember you. You know, like
she has such great one-liners.
It's going to be rough for us. It's going to be rough for us.
In the mid-season trailer.
I forgot about the black eye.
But I didn't really think it happened on a trip it appears as though Heather and Whitney get into a fight and
it appears as though this is Heather has her tits hanging out and she's flashing the crowd and then it shows her going in the room in the same outfit. So my assumption is she blacked out that night and I feel like she hit I bet she hit a doorknob.
Yeah.
That's my thought on it. I don't think anybody, I feel like if somebody punched her or like there was a physical altercation, like we would hear about that.
I'd agree.
So this kind of segues in because this is a really interesting situation. So today, Lizzie Savetsky, who's on the new reboot of Roni, Page Six reports that she's quit the show. And they say it's like due to anti-Semitic comments that were left on her page. But there's also rumors that the cast is like on a trip and she got into an argument with another cast member and said something like super bigoted. And so that
the girl that left the show,
Lizzie said something to one of the other cast members and a bunch of the other cast members have unfollowed Lizzie. So people are like, is she getting this from Page? Like, is she putting the story out to Page Six to get like ahead of it? Or, you know, like what's the real story behind it? I mean, I obviously hope that it's not from anti-Semitism. There's also like she's a proud Zionist on her Instagram. There's just like a lot going on this. And I'm like, this season hasn't, we don't even have like anything from this season. And there's already this drama.
It makes me sad though that we like know too much already.
Well, and then it's like, you know, Ramona says that she's literally not coming back to either series, definitely not Loser Legacy, like announced this week. And then I'm like, so is there a spot open on the reboot for Ramona? If she won't come back to Legacy, can she take that spot? Like, where does it come? Where does it all come through?
Let's talk about that. Was she not invited back or did she decline to come?
I feel like it probably was a mutual understanding. Now, Avery also lost her job.
I saw this that. Past she worked week. A cameo.
Yeah. So the singers, unfortunately, they're going to have to out bring up True Faith.
Out of work.
It's got to come back. It's like, I feel like it's kind of weird because I feel like with Ramona, it's like she's such a monster, but like she's also in these like formative years of like Roni and like old school. Like our post today, which is like, it's this TikTok account, it's at Hey Jimmy. And they put the White Lotus theme song over the Turtle Time dancing from the Scary Island trip. And I mean, it brought me, granted, that song is a freaking bop. Okay. Right. The theme song is a bop, especially the Italian remix.
White
remix.
Lotus, you can jump in season two. You don't need to know season one.
You do not need to know season one. Except for Jennifer Coolidge's character. her. She's from season one, but it,
right.
It's okay. Season two. I'm loving it. I love it. I actually think they're apples and oranges. I do not want to compare. They're both great, but I'm really enjoying season
two. Cause I never finished season one.
Get in just for the theme song. Cause the remix.
I did finish the agency though.
Okay. See, you'll never call it the right name.
Never. Yeah. I honestly, when I'm looking for it on Netflix, I'm like, what is that called?
You're like searching Umansky?
I have to Google it to figure out the name.
Why don't you just go back to continue watching?
It doesn't come up like in my cachet.
Does it?
Is it not the cachet?
No, but I mean, I think it probably does. You just don't know the name.
Or maybe the logo either.
Yeah, it just pops up and you're like, I don't know what that is. Where is the Umansky show? Give me Umansky.
The engagement was horrible.
That was so
uncomfortable. I was like trying to decide if it was real or not. Like I was like, did you guys propose off camera and then you're doing it on camera?
Is he just really awkward?
I felt uncomfortable. But he did like remind me of Mo in some ways. I don't know why. Did you get the Mo vibe too?
No.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean you can't have Mo vibes.
And I also watched Killer Sally.
Okay. Tell us more.
I don't know about that one, guys. I don't know about that one. Like at first I was like, oh my gosh, I'm totally on her side. And then
what's it about going
deeper? It's about this woman who was into bodybuilding and then she got into like wrestling and kind of like wrestled for money, not doing like sexual things necessarily. She was married.
Sexual things in wrestling?
No, like she would go to like hotel rooms and like wrestle men for their excitement, but nothing sexual.
Oh, I thought you meant she was like a WWE wrestler.
No, didn't make it that far. And then she was married to this guy. He was also a bodybuilder. And he, you know, both are taking like steroids and stuff like that. And she ends up murdering him.
Oh.
And
the title, I guess.
Yeah, Killer Sally. And then it just kind of walks you through it. Like, was it self-defense? Was it murder? Like, was it?
Yeah.
Calculated.
Mm-hmm. Like a crime of passion or like a planned thing. Yeah. Ooh.
I think Sally planned it. Oh, God. I wanted to be on her side.
You tried. You did your best. Well, can't win them all. Okay. Well, guys, because you inspired me last week because you said you thought over your break, you're going to start watching Married to Medicine.
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay. So I started watching Married to Medicine over
from season one.
From season one. You guys, what have I been doing? Sleep Mary, you're going to fucking love it. Okay. There is a fight, a literal physical fight that happens in season one that is so insane. I rewatched it like four times.
And they're real doctors, right?
So it's doctors and doctors' wives.
Okay.
So the fight was between the doctors, the MRSMDs. They don't love that though. Mariah, and I won't spoil it for you. It is so good. I can't believe I've been sleeping on this show. There's so many shows like that, you know, now Family Karma has to take a backseat because I'm stuck in this. And there's so many shows. And then there's Real Housewives of Durban came out. Like it's on Peacock now. It's playing on Bravo on Fridays. So I'm like, how?
Where's Durban?
It's an international version. So I haven't even like looked into it, but people are like, are you watching this? I'm like, I didn't even know this existed.
South Africa.
It's just, there's a lot going on. There's so many shows. And now it's a catch 22, because I'm very appreciative of all this content, but it's tough to keep up.
The Married to Medicine. I think you need to,
that's where you should start. Okay. I just really feel like you're going to.
That is honestly, it's like nine seasons.
You know, I love a show to put on in the background kind of thing. I've just put this on in the background and I've like flown through season one already.
Okay.
You can do it. Speaking of all these shows on, do you want to do like a quick recap of like last week's Winter House? Do you want to talk about Corey's 11-inch dick?
No, I don't.
You want to talk about how Jess squirted from it?
I don't want to see blurred out people giving BJs either.
You know what? And how
it was a little too intimate.
I'm like, okay, so we're learning she's on her period, which I already feel fucking bad for her because, okay, I have like horrible periods. And like, if I had to, it's only 17 days of a month for this show and five of them I'm spending on my period, I'd be so annoyed. But then he's like, oh no, I'm not going to hook up with you so you can give me a blowjob.
No.
Worry.
Not cool.
But I do want to watch more of Jason and Rachel make out.
Yeah.
I wanted more of the Toms.
I feel like they were such a value add and taken way too soon. They were there for like 48 hours. No, longer. Yeah. I need more.
You know, Carl and Lindsay are coming. And then there's the whole, first off, I cannot even believe this is still a storyline of Sierra and Austin. Like, I feel like you had one winter house thing and now we're dealing with this. And then he's like, I'm going to bring Olivia. And he's like testing the water. And Amanda's like, yeah, I don't think anything be wrong with that. And I'm like,
what?
Does she not think her? Like, and then she's like, okay, I guess I read that situation.
I know. That was kind of, I don't, with Amanda. I mean, Paige is like, hell no, absolutely not. That's a horrible idea. I don't know what Amanda's thought process was. But apparently she doesn't leave her house to go to CVS like Lindsay does.
Yeah, Lindsay was on Katie Maloney's podcast this past week and let out a lot of tea about everything that's happening. It's kind of wild.
And it sounds like there's going to be some drama over Loverboy that Carl and Kyle have not worked out. Because it's kind of interesting because Carl's just like an employee. He's like a salesperson for Loverboy. Like he probably has zero equity. But such a face of the company. That's what I assume it's about. Maybe having equity.
It was Captain Lee's birthday yesterday and Carl wrote this post and I'm like, I was literally like crying from there. Just, and I hope he like officiates their wedding.
There's something about Captain Lee I don't trust. I don't know why.
Stop it.
I know.
He is the stud of the sea. You stop that.
There's something, I don't know.
I don't like this about you. I don't like you in the words of Luke.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you think about, are Sierra Paige and Amanda mean girls? They're not complimenting Jess enough.
I think Jess has had an interesting upbringing and probably doesn't know how to properly socialize with people and seeks male attention because of that. Obviously, we're psychologists here. So
I have a minor.
Yeah. That's what I think's going on. So then
I'm married to medicine.
She does feel like not included because she doesn't insert herself as much as well. I think it's potato, potato, tomato, tomato.
It's interesting though, because I feel like this whole thing, like something about Jess triggers Paige that she reminds her so much of Lindsay. Cause she even says something like, I'm not doing this like with Lindsay again kind of thing, which is like, I don't know why I find it interesting, but I'm like, I think when she was, because everybody's like freaking out, like, oh, she needs to be complimented, blah, blah, blah. And I think what she was saying was kind of like, they have these themes every single week, like, or every single night, right? There's some sort of theme party that they're doing. And I think everybody, like all the girls like get together, they get ready. And then the people are like, oh my God, I love your outfit. Oh my God, it's so cute. And maybe they're not like saying things like that to her. So she feels a little bit left out with that.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah.
Anything? I don't know.
I feel bad for her. I think it's just hard to get inserted into any situation where you don't know anyone.
Yeah.
And it's not comfortable. And you really have to, you know, go out.
She has to have a little bit more of the effort, right?
Yeah. It's hard. It's not fun. It's exhausting.
I also find it interesting because I feel like the editors are being nice to Craig now. Like,
leaving him out of the show?
Well, and then I thought it was interesting that he had like this confessional where he basically was kind of like him and Paige talk. And she's like, look, like you kind of can't act like this anymore. And he's like, I don't know how many, like I got to change my act because I don't know how many chances I'm going to get. And I'm like, So we're not making him the villain anymore. Is it Corey now? Is not Craig the villain now?
I don't like Corey now after that.
I know. It was a real.
Ask girls for blowies. That's gross. Okay, one last thing. Denise Richards was shot the road.
Wait, please rephrase that.
Denise Richards' truck was shot when Erin was driving her to a movie set and she was really shooken up by it. She's fine.
Denise Richards was shot? Like, oh
my well, God. If you want to get the clickbait.
Who's clicking?
Nothing.
Oh my God. That's like really scary. Road rage, honestly, there was like this case that happened in Orange County where there was like a road rage incident and this guy basically shot this woman's car and killed her 6-year-old son. Sorry, this is really dark. But it's like road rage is so crazy. I'm like, you literally have to be so careful.
Yeah. I never well, I don't really know what's going on when I'm driving. So that's I'm unhelpful to get to the next spot.
Dear God, let's take a quick break and we will come right back because we need this.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Okay, probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on Me Undies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, their comfort from the outside in. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Okay, let's go to Potomac. Okay. We're still at the burn session.
Oh my gosh. Now, okay. Remember last week I said, I was like, I've watched the first 7 minutes. I cannot remember where it was shown. No, the first 7 minutes of rewatching, it's still electric.
Because I mean, this is what's kind of weird about the Ashley situation. Cause like, she knows this is all true and she doesn't care.
Candace like said it when Candace said it and they put the little flower over her mouth to, you know, bleep out the name. Ashley, like, I felt like Ashley's face was like, who told you? And she was like trying to like pull it together. Like, I felt like her eyes widened. Like, she was like, I know who that is kind of thing. Because then later she's like, tries to pretend like it's a girl.
Your husband goes over and sucks dick.
It's like, and Karen's face. When Karen's like, no, we have to go now. We have to go. And Mia's like, I am not drunk enough for this.
Karen's like, thank you for having us. This was wonderful. I didn't know we were going to be talking about other people's husbands putting penises in their mouths, but she's like, I'm going to go call Raymond. And I'm so proud of Candace for keep on talking about this. Like, Chris is not too friendly. And this is honestly a scary situation, I feel like.
Did you pick up, by the way? Okay. So clearly, like, Giselle and Ashley have an agenda. I don't know if you picked up, but unless they like cut it out and we missed it. But when Giselle was in the van and she talks, I know we'll go, I'm just going too far. Sorry. But like, she goes in the van, she's telling him how Chris grabbed Ashley's friend's ass at the spring fling party. Did you hear that?
No.
So Ashley's telling us about Deborah.
Okay.
Her friend. Right. And then Giselle, and she's saying, you know, Chris was being flirty with her.
Deborah from the mom group.
Yeah, but that's all she says about it. But then in the van, Giselle says he grabbed her ass. And right. I'm like, Ashley never said that. So unless we miss that, like, I feel like did Ashley, because of the dick sucking comment, did Ashley get so thrown off that she forgot to drop that nugget in? And then when Giselle repeated it later, it was like, oh shit, Ashley never actually said that at the burn session. Guys, we need to get to the bottom of this.
It's also just funny because Ashley doesn't care what Michael does. No. I think they've had an open relationship the entire marriage and
they have an understanding between each other.
Yeah. And that's fine. If that's what you do, that's fine. And you don't want to do it anymore. That's fine too. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But okay. I also feel like it was very smart of Candace to take Giselle and said, I want to check in on your feelings. Mm-hmm. And then she specifically says, well, what made you uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just double check. So you went up to the room that you suggested to go to. Then the door was shut, but my husband said he didn't thought the door should be open. Okay. And then when you asked him to leave, he immediately left. Is that what happened?
She's like, yeah. But I'm like, the story has changed so much. And I love when she said too, like, you're the reason why people don't come forward. And Giselle said she's a poster child for it. I'm like, in what way? Because again, nothing happened. And your story has changed 15 different times.
And I love it. She's like, and you're doing this to be on a platform. You could have called me. You could have stuck up during that situation. Like,
and then
there were all this time. Did something weird happen in the room, like, that wasn't, like, sexual?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Because I do, like, it is kind of funny if I'm, like, rehearsing in my mind. I'm like, well, she did tell Robin in the car ride home. Robin did tell us that, right?
What?
Robin, when Giselle and Robin were driving home from the reunion, like, Giselle told Robin that. Robin remembers this conversation that she said about Chris. And I'm like, did something else happen in the room? Not sexual.
But like, what? You have to give me
an example
of what you think.
I don't know.
Because Robin.
Why is this room moment standing out to her?
I think because it becomes a he said, she said sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and I think because I felt like, okay, when he DM'd Ashley, I felt like that opened up like for them to be like, oh, right.
And then this Giselle, is a pattern.
And then Giselle could be like,
at Mia too.
Mm-hmm. And then,
oh, like, my friend that like isn't really on the show, her name's Deborah from the mom group.
I'm going to have her come over to my house one time just to show her on camera. So then you guys can put a face to a name. But I'm like, and you're saying he's grabbing people's asses. Like, first off, that's Michael Darby's job.
Yeah.
And this is just like this whole thing. Like, and I just loved how calm Candace was too, where she was like, you're doing this with malintent. Mm-hmm. Like, you are trying this. And like, this is like not okay. Like, you're not going to do this to me. It's like, and Giselle, first off, you're like, he's a sneaky link.
Definitely.
You're trying to say he was coming on to you. He wanted to see if he could get with it. Now nothing really happened, but it made you feel uncomfortable, which I can understand that you could feel uncomfortable.
Right.
And then he leaves immediately because he's like, I don't want you to feel that way. So it's like crisis averted. Like, honestly, fuck Giselle.
Giselle is evil. Go to hell, in the words of Candace.
Yeah.
Also, I really appreciated Ashley chugging her wine at the end. And remember, she tried to be sober this season.
I loved when Candace brought up the dick sucking and she's like, you want to smoke? Here you go. And I was like, oh. She gave me chills. I'm such a candy cane now.
Oh my gosh. Is that the inspiration for the red outfit in her confessional? A candy cane?
I thought it was orange.
Oh, like a burnt.
A burnt.
Like Golden Gate orange.
No, I don't know. But since we've been talking, people are like DMing saying like, oh no, you're like a candy cane now.
Oh, is that like her army?
Like, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Right?
Okay, cool.
I love it. I love it. We're candy canes.
Yeah.
Happy holidays, bitches. You want smoke? Here you go.
We might have a treat for you guys for
We'll Christmas. See.
No, we won't.
I'm confident. But I just felt, I'm like, and I just the whole time too, I was like, this event is such a disaster. And now where they're supposed to go on a trip together.
I know.
But so, okay, before that, so then like Ashley finally goes to see an attorney, which I'm like, okay, we can officially say that Michael left Ashley now.
I know. Also, this attorney is like laughing at her. Even Ashley's like, so I'm just like trying to collect data because, you know, I've been Googling a lot, but it's not really working out.
I love when their attorney says, I did not get my degree from Google. Like, this attorney is literally like, you're a dum-dum.
She's like, so like buying a house together. She's like, no.
Like, and then what's the lie with the LLC? There is no LLC. I'm like, let's get your story straight here, Ashley.
That is very confusing.
There's no LLC.
She doesn't even know what the story is, though. Because Michael, I know, I feel like this has happened to me.
Okay.
People.
Oh, to you?
Well, like what? When people try to explain financial things that I don't understand. Oh, but I was like
Mary,
when,
what relationship no, are we no, talking no, about? No. I'll kill him.
No, but when you're like listening at the time, you're like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then you try to repeat it back and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Made sense at the time, but
I can understand it more than I can regurgitate it to somebody else, right? Like, and then all of a sudden you're like, hold on, I need to go get my notes.
Is like, this like my taxes, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Don't understand.
No.
And that's why you have someone to do it for you. Thank you, Alexia.
So then we go to get pedicures. We're at the spa and it's Mia, Charisse, and Jacqueline. You know, I was excited about Shasha coming back. And this episode proved to me that we don't need her.
Except why? Because she's going to leave?
Unless Mia's just going to like make fun of her about her eyelashes.
Also,
the editors go to her in the confessional, like, blink, blink.
I know. It's sad. With her eyelashes falling down her face.
I mean, maybe it just was like really making me giggle. But I'm like, I just feel like she's really not. First off, why would a friend of get their own room? They wouldn't, unless there were rooms for everyone and nobody sharing.
Right. So the plan was for Wendy and
Candace
to share.
Yeah. So 6 bedrooms for 9 girls. Right. So it's
that, which also, bravo, come on. 6 bedrooms for 9 girls. I mean, no. Like, they were sharing a twin bed.
Also, that was I'm like, okay, you're in Miami. There's literally Real Housewives of Miami. Right. Okay. Real Housewives of New York has gone down to Miami a million times.
Yeah, like, let them stay, like, in a hotel and have, like, adjoining rooms or something. No,
but think of the houses that they've stayed in general. Like, my God, call Gertie. She'll get us and she'll plan the events for them. Like, I don't understand what this was. I mean, I was cracking up, too, when Giselle, though, was like, where's the beach? And the editors are like, South Beach. And then they show the house, like, not South Beach. But it's, like, this whole conversation. I'm like, what? Like, we're giving too much time to these friend-ofs that aren't giving anything for us. You know, you always say you want, like, a background. Like, Jacqueline, like, there's some interesting stuff going on here that they're not letting us know. I need to know more about the past of Mia and Jacqueline.
Oh. I think they're just friends. I don't think it's that deep, to be honest.
I think they're sometimes more than friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. To each his own.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that they're like, and I think that they like do shady shit. We'll get there.
Okay. Also, I feel so bad for Wendy. I'm not saying I like the girl, but she only films with her husband now and Peter Thomas. It's
not anymore. He's got beef with her.
No, it's just getting kind of embarrassing though.
It makes me sad because it's like, Robin also said that Wendy was the meanest person on the trip. And I'm like, Wendy?
Yeah.
Maybe the most like, know it all of the trip because the tip is not always at the top, but that's neither here nor there. It's the professor in me. I'm like, yeah. 4 degrees still doesn't know.
No.
But like, it's so sad, but like, I'm fine with more Eddie.
Yeah, I enjoy Eddie, but it just, I don't know.
I know. We got to get her out of the house.
Yeah.
We got to get her out. And then we have to go shopping to this store. Apparently none of these women are like, cute clothes. The amount of times we had to say how cute the clothes were.
I know. And then once again, the rumor gets brought up. They're like, well, I heard about the sucking dick things years ago. And
Robin is just like, not my story to tell. But then they're also, so now Robin's getting back into this. Like, I don't know what Giselle's saying behind the scenes, but because Chris is tweeting about it now, and they're like, well, you know, Candace is really bad at Twitter. I'm like, they're literally defending themselves because you got assholes started a dumb
fake narrative.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
and then Giselle's like, I am never talking to Chris again.
I'm like, okay.
Chris is never talking to you again.
Yeah, it's not, you don't, it's fine that you're not going to talk to him because you'll never see him. I am rubber,
you are glue. Yeah. Whatever say sticks, or whatever I say sticks to you. Right?
Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
Oh, sticks to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Loser. Giselle's glue.
Loser, loner, want to be moron.
I wonder what horse died from that. Don't ask Dorit because she won't know.
Remember when Dorit was like, I don't get the reference with horses and glue.
Right.
Dummy.
Isn't like in Starburst something about like horses? Someone told me that once. I think Starburst are really bad for you.
Starburst? That's literally my favorite candy.
Maybe it was, there's Skittles.
There's glue in Starburst?
No. Wait, there's part horse in Starburst. I think Twizzlers. There's two types of people in this world. Red Vine people.
Yeah, obviously.
And Twizzler people.
Twizzlers are plastic and disgusting.
They're cancer. I honestly think I'm eating cancer. No.
Okay. But I mean, Red Vines are like clearly the superior licorice.
It's a East Coast, West Coast divide. If you're from the East Coast, you're a Twizzler person. Midwest, Twizzler.
Oh, you're really
West Coast.
You're really alienating a crowd here that's listening.
I think it's true. And I will stereotype this nation.
Oh my God. Moving on. Okay, so it's Karen's 59th birthday, not 73rd, like I thought it might have been. Still there. And I'm cracking up when she goes up to Charisse. And is it clear that it's someone shooting on an iPhone, right? And then she's like, good to see you, Charisse. Good to see you. And then turns to the camera with this look on her face, like this smile, like
the grin.
I the fake hate smile. Her.
Mm-hmm.
And now then, she's making a TikTok.
She is a good dancer. I mean, good for her.
Great dancer. Doesn't need to be done in the airport.
I embrace yourself. Love yourself.
Live your
dance,
best life.
Dance like nobody's watching.
Uh-huh. Live, laugh, love.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dance. Okay. I was surprised Giselle asking to add some young boys to the group.
Okay.
And she has weird three she would, right now.
It's weird the way three. She says, she's like, I'd like a young boy. I was like, can we like word it better?
I know.
Like and a then, young boy. How young, Giselle? Like, Jesus.
I could see her with 20-year-olds. She is freaky. I just know it.
No, I don't think she is.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think
so. I loved Wendy's hair in the car ride over. She's in car B with Ashley.
So car A is the number one draft picks.
Right.
Mia, Karen, Giselle, and Jacqueline.
And then like car B, said, Ashley, Wendy, Charisse, and Robin.
And they're like, how do you think she picked these? I'm like, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think I would not want to be in the car with Mia.
Mia is obsessed with hosting this trip. It is hysterical. She's like, look, guys, I got these rooms. I actually get to pick out where everyone stays. How come somebody doesn't move forward and say, Mia, you didn't do shit. Production's put this all together for
us. Well, my favorite thing about this, though, is like the details of where she chooses to put her energy towards, right? So like, I got a rental and I put $65,000 worth of work into this rental. It's like, why? Dumb. And then she's like, I picked... No, but I mean, like, it's just
right.
I made room names and door hangers with the room names for everybody with a personalized card. It's like, why?
The names didn't make sense.
Well, they were all stripper. She said they were,
I know, but
stripper movies and or phrases.
They weren't well known. I don't
know. So, Potomac, Karen, main floor, Potomac Tees. Her sliding door to close off the room also didn't work.
And no bathroom, it looks like.
Right. Robin and Giselle, they're sharing and they're in the Hustler's room.
J-Lo's movie.
Also, yeah, I saw that. I remember when I had to go to Hustler and there was a performance before and it was so uncomfortable.
No.
There was a stripper pole in the movie theater because I went to like a premiere of it and we had to watch a stripper.
Someone's not a freaking bed.
The movie theater.
That sounds fun.
No, it was uncomfortable. Nobody knew what to do. There was a money machine too, where you got to grab the money.
Okay, I'm still trying to see what's uncomfortable. It sounds like a blast.
No, the money machine.
Hey, why don't you let your freak flag fly? Okay.
No, okay. I'm telling
fine.
You.
Okay, so Charisse has no bathroom.
No, wait. I want to stop you because
here she
it
goes.
Was uncomfortable because it was in a movie theater.
Yeah, there's a live performance. I don't understand.
You had to be there.
I'm envisioning it and I'm enjoying it.
Nobody was rooting. It was uncomfortable for the person.
Okay. You know what? Maybe you could have given a woohoo.
I was hyping them up. Okay. Nobody else was.
So Charisse is, her room is P Valley. No bathroom. She likes to sleep naked. Mm-hmm. Wendy, she gets a bathroom and a queen bed. She doesn't know. She's also sharing with Candace and she's in the room Show Wives. Mia and Jacqueline have the nice room. It's Queen of Diamonds. Obviously, it's the best strip club ever. That's why their name is that. And then Ashley gets her own room and she's in the Players Club. Mm-hmm. Giselle and Robin are mad that they have to share a room because Giselle knows that Robin poops twice in the morning. And I'm sure Robin was like, thank you, Giselle, again.
For letting the world know.
So not only have you told everybody that Juan is not on the house agreement, but you've also let him know my bowel movements. Thank you, Giselle. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the world about me?
No.
Oh, it'll come. It'll come. And then like the thing, I'm like, why is Mia not telling Wendy that Candace is going to be in her room? Like, it's very strange.
Like, it's a surprise. It's a surprise.
And then like Ashley steals the card because she's like, I want to know where Candace is staying and goes into the GEB's room. Right. And so like they see that she's in Show Wives with Wendy and they're like, oh, like what? Like they're gonna have to share a bed.
Now, luckily, but also, it doesn't even matter because Charisse is leaving.
She's leaving because she has a travel agent who's looking at five different hotels.
Who has a travel agent still?
I mean, I think people use travel agents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mary, what kind of life do you live? You can't
have a stripper pole. Have you ever used a travel agent?
I've talked to one before to like plan to like help out like people who are starting that they wanted to like help book things for me. I said, okay.
Mm. Never used a travel agent.
I mean, she also could have used hotels.com.
You don't understand what I'm saying about the strip thing. I've been to strip clubs. I've seen many shows.
Look, you don't like a stripper pole, and that's fine.
That's not what
I'm going to tell Michael to return
your Christmas gift. You're twisting my words.
I think that's what you're saying, though.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Guys, is that what she's saying?
No.
It's what she's saying. And now she's backtracking.
No, that's not what I'm
saying. You should join the Real Housewives. You're really annoying me.
You're annoying me.
You made a really good comparison in your notes, by the way.
Mia's acting like Ramona.
Yeah, she's acting like Ramona when she's I gotta call G. Oh my God, G, I almost left my bag at the airport. That's why I love you, because like you grab my bag. Like, Mia, you're on another planet here.
She's on another planet.
Another planet. And then I'm like, okay, I'm still confused on how Peter is connected to every single person on this cast. Because then he's FaceTiming with Mia and he just happens to be in Miami. Now, see, I wish that there was a crossover, though, that they went and met up with the other housewives. Like, I would have loved that.
Yes, that makes sense.
I would have loved that. And so he's like, she's like, yeah, everybody's here. We're going to bring them by your club tonight. I'm like, oh, what, bar ones in Miami, too? I thought that went under, but I'm sure it's something else. And he's like, yeah, tell Wendy I got beef with her.
Then do you think she just, like, didn't respond to him, maybe, perhaps?
I think he's kidding. Okay. I think she probably said, like, look, I financially cannot do this. And I feel because that felt like.
But I'm wondering if she like maybe left him hanging.
Well, Peter's a grifter, and he can go find somebody else. You know what? Go find Gordon. I'm sure he's in.
Right.
But next week looks wild. So like Mia, literally sitting one seat over from Wendy, throws a drink at her, misses her completely, but then makes contact with a purse. I'm like, what is this, Candace and her mom?
It seems I'm like wondering what's gonna like set them off.
Also, I don't like it when things get physical.
I know. I'm just like, Mia, what's your deal? But okay, here's what I wanted to say about Mia and Jacqueline. There's shady shit happening because when they asked and they were, you know, all getting lunch and she said, oh, Jacqueline says to Mia, oh, do you want him to be on your plate? She's talking about like the chef. And she gives a look and she's like, no. She's like, I am celebrating my 10th wedding anniversary. I'm like,
yeah, I could see that.
Things have gone down. Things have gone down. They have secrets that they hold for each other.
I can understand.
And now they're feuding and I'm like, bring on the reunion.
Right. That
give pull up a chair.
I guess she'll make it to the reunion because she went on the trip.
I think Tracy was there. She didn't even get a mention. They didn't even show her at any point.
Right.
You know, but look, I'm excited for next week.
Both next weeks look good in Potomac and Salt Lake City,
which Salt Lake episode next week, by the way.
That's what I was going to say. Schedule. I wonder if.
It's not next week. So just a new Potomac next week.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break and we'll come back with Salt Lake.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Okay. You know, I love them talking about God and the choir and just getting back to their roots. And I respect Lisa wanting to show her children, like taking her faith back. And faith can be many different things to many people. And I love what Jack said about religion. He said, like, I love religion because there's so many different types and like people can choose what they want out of religion. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I loved that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it's John Barlow's birthday today.
Oh, my Johnny boy. Johnny, come on the pod. Love you. He wished me a happy birthday. I need to wish him a happy birthday.
I wish him a happy birthday on behalf of us.
Oh,
I got you. I got you. I know. I just, you know, I got to say, 5 stars for John Barlow this episode. I love how he defended his wife. First off, we'll get there. I know we'll get there. So Jen, Lisa, and Whitney, they're going skiing because they're going skiing to talk shit on Heather.
Right.
No more little girls. They're going to be on the big girl hills.
Little girl.
Uh-huh.
Never forget Mary Cosby.
I mean, Jen Shaw.
I say that line all the time. Little girl. Oh, my God. My sisters and I.
You say that to
I,
your students.
Oh, my sisters and I will be like, little girl. And then I'll say it to Michael. And it just.
It doesn't connect to the same.
I think it scares him. What? I'll be like, little boy.
You should. Oh.
That's what I say.
That scares like, me. That scares yeah. me.
You got to say it like that. Little girl.
No, say it if I was Michael. I'm like, little Mary. Hey, Mary. Did you want to get, sushi for dinner? And you're like.
No, I'd say, hell yeah. Thanks.
Hey, Mary, did you want to decorate for Christmas tonight?
No, little boy.
I'm going to pee my pants. Mary, did you have a good day today at school?
A boy. All right. Sorry, guys.
Okay. So Jen. Okay. First off, Jen almost falling off the side of the cliff. Really. I mean, she just kind of went over. But her same hard work, dedication, and her anti-anxiety pills have helped her become a better skier. Can you relate?
Lines, I mean, lines like that. Because I do understand. Because I'm trying to learn to ski myself. And
you
be
are
a better
ski
skier.
Bunny.
I have all the equipment now. I have passes. And it's hard. Mm-hmm. And I do think a lot of it is fear-based because you don't want to get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Pizza, French fry.
I can do that, but I need to be more of a risk taker.
Mm. Really lean into it.
Exactly.
You need to be more downhill.
So I need to do the anti-anxiety pills. I've figured out the solution.
I honestly want to see more of Whitney on a snowboard. She's so good.
Yeah.
Okay. So then they get to, they're like, okay, let's get to the top of the hill and talk some shit, you guys. Everybody who tried out for choir made it, by the way. I don't know that anybody was cut.
I loved it though.
And you know, Whitney's telling Jen about, you know, Heather kicked me out of their house. Jen's like, I'm kind of surprised.
But okay. Wait. Also, wasn't the Whitney, the timeline for me was that it was after choir?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. After the tryout it was at the end of the last episode.
Oh, okay.
And
got
she
it.
Pushed her.
I for some reason I switched that timeline That's in okay. my head and I was like, what?
No. It was after they tried
but
out.
So then I like wonder, you know how they're really showing like all the pushing by Heather? Like we've seen it in Arizona. We saw it in her house. And then she has like this black eye. I feel like they're building something up here for us.
Like what? A drinking problem?
I mean, this is not another good episode for Heather.
Heather's done.
Okay.
When she showed up at her choir practice
in those Herman Munster shoes. Was like, oh my God, no.
The green.
Even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, Jen is like, oh, this is really interesting that Whitney is defending Lisa. And she's like wondering what's going on. I love that Lisa's like, everything with Heather is built on a house of cards of lies. And I'm like, you know.
Well, because I think Heather portrays this. She's stuck between two worlds. Is she a Mormon girl? Is she going to keep her family? But I do think she really does want to break free and be her true authentic self.
Break free.
Right. Uh-huh. And she's trying to mix the worlds together. And she's scared to be her true authentic self and be a good time girl. But she is deep down.
It's her tagline.
Yeah.
I mean,
we see it next week. Woo!
I know. So that's a mid-season trailer. So that's like what's to come. I don't know that we're getting the boobs the next new episode.
Maybe. Okay. Who knows?
Then we have to go to Coach Shaw's house for a male barbecue.
No alcohol was served. There was no placemats, which bothered me too. Okay. I just feel like they should have offered people a beer.
There wasn't any? Are we sure?
No. Okay. Not a beer in sight. And they needed it. It was awkward. It was uncomfortable.
Okay. Also, like what I love about Justin is Justin's like, is he in his 50s?
Maybe.
Whitney dresses him like he's 23. It doesn't actually even matter. Like when she was on Watch What Happens Live last week, he was literally in a head to toe Gucci hat, Gucci shirt. Like just like I was getting a lot of like Ed Hardy, Von Dutch vibes from Justin. Like I kind of feel like
he like definitely wore puka shells at one point.
Oh, totally. But like this, the looks that he does now is kind of like a leather daddy, like trucker hat, Ed Hardy kind of guy. Like, and it's kind of like, hello, fellow kids. How do you do?
Okay.
You know, like those are the vibes I'm getting from Justin these days with his outfit.
Okay.
But anyway, so, you know, I did like this because I get like Coach Shaw, he is getting, again, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
He'd be great. We're
trying to get you on the show.
He'd be great. I mean, and by trying, we only just say it on this show. So if a Dancing with the Stars producer happens to listen, we are
on. Manifesting it for him.
But so it's interesting because Justin says, he's like, you can cut the tension with a knife between John.
That's why serve some alcohol. I know Coach Shaw doesn't drink, but you could offer it to your guests.
Maybe they're all driving.
You can have a beer.
Well, I'm just saying. And then, you know, it's like so funny because like Coach Shaw's like, no wives invited. And then Jen's like, strippers are here.
Like, baby, I love you, but you got to go.
And then I love it. They like eat. And then they're like, now get to the kitchen. We're doing a meat demonstration. I know. I was like, are we going to eat the meat?
Right.
And then that's I really want some barbecue.
It looked delicious.
Looks so good. So then John and Seth, they go outside. They're going to go talk. And it's still, I'm like, first off, there's no resolution from this, but I love that John was like, he's like, I am not going to apologize for that because Meredith did the exact same thing back. And like, he defended his wife and they both were defending their wives in a good way. Almost wanting to be like, we're on camera, so we're going to defend our wives. But like, we also need to move past this.
Also, Seth repeating the exact lines was iconic. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they like it has to be like a goodbye Kyle in their house, don't you think? Like, remember after like Ken said that everybody was doing like Kris Jenner was saying, like it just was a thing, goodbye Kyle. Like, right. They're probably in their house, like, okay, get together, we're the family that poses,
right?
Like, sit in front of the fire for the family Christmas card, or you know, whatever it is. It's like,
no, completely. But what I was gonna say is that I think these two did a good job, they're like. Our wives both did shitty things and, you know, I don't want to be it weird between me and you, but like, obviously our loyalty is to our wives. So we're not going to be best buddies, but I can be in a room with you and I can respect you and I can, you know, let the girls be the girls.
Yeah. And then when they get in, Coach Shaw's like, one question, are we better than before? And they're like, yes, sir. And he's like, then that is all that matters. And I was like, take me to church, Coach Shaw. Take me to church.
This was a healthy chunk of the episode.
I know. There's a lot. And then so then Seth asks Coach how he's doing. And I thought I was like, whoa, this all feels so weird knowing what we know, because he's like, he believes that God never makes mistakes and he's exactly where he's supposed to be. Some days they're painful for him. Some days they're hard. And some days he cries because he can't control the outcome. He can't fix it. He can't make it better. He can't do that.
Some days he feels absolutely helpless. Courtney wrote this verbatim and she's reciting it.
And then they all do a group handhold and they kind of hug across the table. And he says, you know, how am I getting through it? Right here. Right here.
I am pretty much obsessed with him. I want him to go all the way for March Madness.
Yeah. I mean, I still don't know that he doesn't necessarily know things. But he does a good job convincing me one way or the other.
He is a babe of the day. I love that he's sticking up for his wife. And he's just...
Then Justin's like, by the way, let's talk about me. I know. I recently left. Let's say I parted ways with my company of 7 years. You know, but I thought these guys, like, it's kind of cute because they, like, always do want to be friends. And they're like, you know, life throws some interesting things at you. It's all about how you react.
Well, and they're also having the same experience at the same time because... their wives are now in the spotlight and they're all experiencing that at the same time. And used to like being the quote unquote man of the house or like the breadwinner, or like whatever the alpha they mean. And now like their women have taken that role. And having the same experience at the same time, but then like in a lot of different ways.
But like when like Dana's husband, like Angie K's husband came and someone's like, who are you? Which wife is yours? It's like, okay.
No, that's what makes it kind of, even for me, I'm like, who are these women? I don't know what's really going on. I know who you are. I know your names, but I don't know you.
Oh, I'm ready for them though, because I think when Jen does not come back next season, that these two, now Angie H, get the hell out of here. Take your fucking elf of a shelf husband too. Yeah, we don't need you. But Angie K and Dan, you could replace. You could bring the drama. So then we go to Meredith's. She's making a white bean salad.
I was like, that was such a random thing to make.
And then just like watching them all hold. There are three people to cut one lemon.
Like
what's happening?
I don't know.
Her and her sister have the same voice.
And her bringing in the sister, it was kind of interesting because I'm like, oh, is it just because you have like no friends anymore? So you have to bring in your sister from Chicago to film?
Well, no, it sounds like Meredith's throwing an event on behalf of her nephew. And so the event's coming up.
Also,
so I think they're there for the event.
I understand the nephew was there and he was in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And that was his sister sharing the story.
Uh-huh. It's interesting though, because I'm like, is this the new fashion? This is the fashion show she's doing, right? Because she told Brooks, like, if you have, you know, because Brooks has keychains.
What, he does?
Yeah. Somebody sent, like, Brooks makes keychains now.
Oh, man.
So maybe that'll get modeled in the fashion show. Okay. But I also, then I thought it was like funny. Her sister is like, well, we've got to talk about this guest list because this is a positive event. And I'm like, Myra, don't start. You're not going to cut anybody out of this event, okay? Because you want it to be positive. I mean, I get it. Yeah, of course. But if we're being filmed, everyone's invited. We're not going to have another Fresh Wolf type of event, okay?
Ooh, okay.
Unless we're dropping drums.
Right.
Because we got Cameron there when we had that. But I'm just saying, like, you know, to me, it's like, she's like, well, you really got to choose who you're inviting, like the entire cast.
I don't think the entire cast will be invited.
I agree.
Definitely not.
Lisa. And, you know, it's not just Lisa now, it's Whitney too.
Yeah, that's true. They're a package deal.
And then, you know, we got a flashback, but I'm like, Meredith, you did insinuate Lisa's affairs. Like, stop pretending when you said favors that you didn't mean sexual favors.
What about, what is, their name can be Litany. Okay. Lisa and Whitney. Litany.
Light it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but I also do want to talk about Meredith's purple silk confessional look. What's going on with her boobs?
She has a lot.
Why does she keeps picking these outfits where her boobs are not showcasing how gorgeous they are? It's like, I don't understand.
All right, then we have to go to the fucking choir rehearsal.
I love the choir rehearsal. Just them getting into fights over music was soothing to my soul. I mean, the editing was amazing as they're just, do you want to be my friend? But like, okay, so Jen and Angie K, they're driving over together, which is so interesting because clearly in San Diego they get into it, right? Jen pours a drink on her head,
right?
And they're talking about Heather and they're talking about Dana, and Dana calls Jen a bully.
I hate that word. Also, a bully is someone that is constantly doing stuff to you. It's not like teasing or saying one word. A bully is like what Angie Harrington's husband did to Jen Shaw's bullying.
Right.
And then, to Lisa Barlow. That is bullying. That is constant. That is
relentless. What Jen asked. Like, how am I bullying when they're the ones that set up like Shaw Exposed?
Right.
And then I thought it was interesting when Angie K told Jen, like, yeah, you just need to be not around dangerous people or people don't have your back. I'm like, Angie, look who you're sitting next to.
I know.
Are these words to yourself?
Right.
Then, you know, Heather, she wants to create a safe space of a spiritual renewal. And again, everybody made it.
I love that, though. I think that's very inclusive. And anyone that wants to be in a church choir.
Why do we have to have tryouts then?
Should be in the choir.
Right.
Just show up. I hope this is still thriving, this choir. And I would love to go see it when I was all
in. I'm going to guess it's not.
What?
I don't.
Another fake event on Bravo? No.
I know. It's shocking. But for some reason, I don't think so.
Can we still get Ramona's Pedro Grigio? What about Vicky's vodka?
No.
What about Sony's
A Bloody Piggy?
Oven? What about Gina's skincare line?
Skincare.
What about Wild Rose?
Oh, yes. Wow. Wow. There's so many.
There's so many. Wow. Actually, no. Luke said Wild Rose was next to him at
BravoCon.
Yeah. So that is real.
Uh-huh. I think some of these are real and just some are by the wayside. you know? Okay. So, you know, Heather's so glad that Whitney showed up. She's like, I don't even know what happened. Okay, you guys, Heather needs to go to a doctor. I am worried about her brain. She forgets too much.
Pretend amnesia.
Is it pretend? I'm worried.
She just forgets what she doesn't want to remember.
That trauma.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Is it coming full circle?
It might be. But it's like so interesting. So, you know, then like Lisa shows up and, you know, Heather and Lisa are kind of, and Heather in her confessional is like, ugh, I hate her. Heather is obsessed. It is wild to me because, okay, Lisa pulls her to the side and she's like, you know, I'm working on our friendship. I'm putting in the effort. I showed up for your tryouts. I showed up for you today. And Heather's like, yeah, thank you. And she's like, basically, she says, Lisa's like, well, I, you know, to move forward, like, I'm trying to clear my name because you said these things about me. And Heather says in her confessional, it's not about facts. It's about feelings. And I'm like, Heather, so you're admitting that you're wrong and Lisa's presenting the facts, but she should have just taken the L because even though you lied, because she's an empath and she should respect your feelings.
I think Heather is pretty sophisticated in a lot of ways and like loves to manipulate the conversation and just like win. And it also, it's like, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And that's how she feels about Lisa Barlow.
No, I think she's obsessed with her. I think,
yeah, like she's like, it's like, she's gonna keep on.
I felt when Lisa asked her like, hey, do you like me? Like that was a yes or no question. Heather pausing on that. And I thought in her head, Heather was thinking as a producing moment though. That's like what I felt like where Heather was like, what's going to get like the best storyline and what's going to create conflict, but also make me look good.
I also don't think Heather can lie.
So she just says she forgets.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. But I feel like she does lie though. Like
I agree.
I'm just so confused, you know, and then.
But she doesn't think it's a lie.
Maybe then she's like,
when she says
to her, like, is it important for me to, for you to like, for me to like you? She's like, yes. Like, it's like, I'm like
manipulation.
She's such a manipulator. And she did it again to Whitney later. Cause then, you know, Lisa's
or
like,
is she gaslighting?
A little bit of both, mm-hmm. A little bit of both. But again, while it's all happening, mouth together, teeth apart.
No, a deer. A female deer. And then,
you know, Lisa and Heather are still talking and Lisa's like, you know, there's a lot of lies about me that was said in Phoenix. And she's like, I didn't hear them. I'm not corroborating it. And like, Lisa's like, I'm like choosing to believe Whitney because everything Whitney has said to this point is like, right. And she's like, well, let's bring her over here. And then I loved that she was like, Heather's like, well, yeah, well, Whitney like recanted that statement. Whitney's like, I never did that. No, I didn't. And then they both bring up that Heather's mentioning about forgetting the things. And I'm like, oh my God, she needs some ginkgo biloba.
She needs what?
Ginkgo biloba.
What's that?
Like a pill that's supposed to help with your memory.
Oh, I need that too.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Merry Christmas.
That'd be great.
Yeah, but I'm like, Heather, this doesn't end well for you, I don't think.
Okay. Tomorrow's polls are, should Coach Shaw be on Dancing with the Stars? Wait, hang on. I got to write that down.
Does Heather have pretend amnesia? And whose side are you on? Whitney, Lisa, or Heather?
What was the other one I asked earlier?
I don't know. That's just for Salt Lake. We'll come back with it though. But then also, so then Angie's pulling Jen aside too at this point. She's like, you were a casualty in this. It's like, based on you, you guys created Shaw Exposed. Like, what do you, of course she's a casualty. You guys chose the name.
I can't believe how calm Jen Shaw is talking to Angie K.
Yeah. She's like, you know, these just all or these no, rumors.
Angie. No, yeah.
You know, these really affect my credibility. Coach was heard about it. You know, Chris should apologize in public. And Angie's like, for sure. Absolutely. I'm like,
does he actually?
I'm like, there better be an episode where he sets up a soapbox. He gets on top of it and he's like, hear ye, city of Salt Lake City. I, one fat fucking elf on a shelf of a husband, apologize to the Shaws for creating a fake Instagram account while I was talking shit on Lisa Barlow. And my wife had nothing to do with it.
Yes. Wait. Is the account still active?
Yes.
It is?
It was up as of a week ago. I haven't looked like this past week.
Shaw.
So then after that, they're like, okay, well, let's get together and sing a song.
What? How many followers does it have now?
Wait. Shaw Expos, not EX.
Yeah.
It has zero posts, 1,000 followers, following 12. Who is the follow?
Yeah, who's it?
Chris Harrington.
Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara. Miriam Crosby. Jen Shaw Squad. Four Jen Shaw Squad. Bad Girl Riri. The Real Jen Shaw. Heather Gay. Meredith Marks. Angie Harrington.
Not Lisa Barlow?
No, not Lisa Barlow. Oh. And then, but it has zero posts, but then they repost stories.
Huh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Wow.
But I would like to see that public apology on that. That should be the only thing on the page. One post, the public apology.
No. Yeah. I know. I want on the show.
Because you can delete all your posts, right? And make it so you're down zero.
Yeah. So then they like get together, right? And they're all saying, God be with you till we meet again. And they're acting like nothing's happened.
Singing, you know, that's what they tell you. Singing's praying twice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Singing's praying twice.
Okay, so
when you sing at church, the song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get that. So then you think the episode's over and they're like, we still got more. Let's go to another pool rooftop. We're going to San Diego, bitches. And they have, I'm like, what kind of, do they think they're going to Hawaii because they've got Lay's? Then they have palm trees. They both set up their like Goyard and like Louis bags behind them. They have like coconut. Really
always in a pool. Yeah. Always in a pool. In the snow. Yes. It's bizarre.
And then they're like, okay, let's FaceTime Meredith. We're going to invite her first. Like who had that idea? I'm like, did the other girls even get an invite?
I know.
Was there a FaceTime after?
And she's like, Jen.
So they invite Meredith. And Meredith's like, look who I'm with. Okay, Dana, I'm going to need a little bit more drama from you because I don't care about your date life with your husband. I don't care.
Like, it's a busy day.
Very busy. Kind of boring, but very busy day.
Busy day.
And so Meredith's like, who's on the guest list? And they name everybody but Dana. And Jen's like, would have invited you, but here you're talking shit, girl. Don't call me a bully. She's like, I don't like the way you talk to people. She's like, later, Meredith, hanging up. I'm out of here. And she's like, I'm not going to perpetuate this. Angie K's like, well, aloha to me, apparently. How did they get their invite?
I'm really excited for San Diego, though, because I wonder where they like stay in San Diego.
Okay. So like my favorite thing, too, about the San Diego. Well, they're staying at Angie K's friend's house.
Right. But is it like
La Jolla?
Is it Carlsbad?
I feel like they're in La Jolla. But my favorite part, I can't wait to watch because in the credit scene, you know, where they're all doing their taglines in the beginning of the episode, there's when Lisa's doing hers, Lisa's rollerblading with a helmet and like licking an ice cream in hers.
Oh, which in is San Diego on the boardwalk.
On the boardwalk. And I don't know why it's the funniest scene to me that's what they use to cut her, like in her package in the credits. So I'm very excited for that scene.
Got to see her getting that cone on the boardwalk.
I mean, I love it. You know, all in all, great episodes per use.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the next week.
Anything else to say here?
Happy Thanksgiving. Don't worry. We're going to put out something for you next week, an interview with a special friend that's a Bravo Leb. And you guys, just I'm thankful for you. Thanks for listening, supporting us. And like, it's been a fun journey. And we're going to keep going. I don't know. We're going to keep going until you stop listening. So just
happy Thanksgiving. Love you all. Have a great rest of your week. Bye.
Bye.